After the Seleka Alliance rebels toppled President Francois Bozize in Central African Republic in March, an international contact group was formed immediately to help normalize the situation in the country. The contact group is headed by Congo Brazzaville. While reporting to this group in Ethiopia's capital, Addis Ababa, the Prime Minister of Central African Republic expressed concern over the deteriorating humanitarian situation in his country. Nicholas Tiangaye said that over 60,000 children are suffering from malnutrition and people do not have access to health services because health centers have been destroyed. While many people live in fear, others are in bushes.
Out of about 4.5 million people, some 1.5 million are internally displaced. This is a big figure. There are also risks of humanitarian disasters. This is why my government is appealing to all humanitarian organizations to come and provide assistance to avoid food crisis.
The Central African Republic is currently operating under a transitional government, which has 9 of its 34 top government positions taken by members of the Seleka rebel group. The agenda that came with the transitional government included securing the country, restoring public services, and implementing judicial, economic, and social reforms. It also included organizing elections within 18 months. However, all these plans still remain on paper as the country cites serious financial constraints and there is no certainty about the date of fresh elections.
We don't have an administration that will finance the elections and our national authority is not yet operational. Also, we do not know the countries and organizations that would be willing to finance the elections.
Central African Republic's only hope is the International Contact Group, which has recommended that an African International Support Mission be formed and deployed to the country. This too is just an idea which needs to be implemented.
By July 31st, we should have considered all aspects of the operation, about its objectives, its mandate, as well as its size. We have agreed to a figure of 3,500 troops, so during the course of the next 3 weeks, we shall be able to ensure how successful is this operation.
The speed at which normalcy will return to the Central African Republic highly depends on the commitment of the International Contact Group to mobilize resources to aid the country. The group comprises of regional and international organizations in which the Central African Republic is a member. Koleta Onjohi for Press TV in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.